Hi, everyone. Welcome to All Things Press Release, brought to you by Business Wire, a Berkshire Hathaway company. I'm Monica Mackley, Vice President of New Media for Business Wire. Today, we're serving up a press release tip from Business Wire editor Lori Bailey in Miami. Say hey, Lori.
Hey from Miami.
Lori's been with Business Wire for just over a year. What do you like best about the job so far, Lori?
Definitely getting to know our clients.
Oh, great. So, what's your tip?
One question we get a lot is, how can I get more media coverage? Well, one way is to be a true resource beyond just self-serving communication, and that means providing consistent, relevant, timely content.
What exactly do you mean, Lori?
Well, Monica, while the obvious point of a press release is to announce timely information about your company or organization, you can really help your cause by going beyond the details of company events and providing interesting, relevant, and useful content, sometimes when it doesn't directly benefit you.
Like what exactly?
Okay, let's say you're announcing a new mortgage product. Of course you would send a straight news announcement, but you might get more response if you also do a feature story on something like how to shop for a mortgage broker or the best way to calculate the total cost. How-to tips, news you can use, personal stories, even commentary on industry or government news. These are all great ways to get your company noticed. And well-written releases that provide context and insight can position you or someone else in your company as an informed source later to be tapped by reporters or consumers.
That is so true, Lori. In a way, it's like making deposits in the Bank of Goodwill. With free tools out there like Help a Reporter Out or our own Expert Source, both of which are free matchmaking services between journalists and sources, the chances of being tapped by a reporter who's figured out you know something he or she needs are better than ever. But first, you have to build up an account of awareness and credibility before you can expect to make that withdrawal.
Exactly. And press releases are a great way to build that awareness. You know, sometimes we have clients that send out their first release and then wonder why they're not on the front page of the New York Times. That would be fantastic, but we all know it doesn't work that way. Press releases can help introduce you to the public and the media, get you found in search engine results, even raise awareness of issues important to you and your company. But you can't just show up once every 6 months and expect to be heard.
Well, unless you have really earth-shattering news, right? But you're right. There's no doubt you need to be present rather than absent. Get on the radar screen of those writing about your industry and potential customers, and keep in front of them. So, Lori, sum it up for us.
Want more media exposure? Try being a true resource, and not just when it's self-serving. Write your company news with relevant, timely information set in a usable context. And remember, press releases work best as a campaign, not a one-shot project. You have to keep the lines of communication open.
Great advice. Thanks, Lori. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for joining us for All Things Press Release. We hope to catch you next time.